ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मय मां चरणति। अङ्गश्यामलिं छटाभिरमितुं मन्दे कृतं देवनं जाग्रं जागुदरोचिसंविदधतं पट्टं वरस्य श्रियं वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदिलसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितो जलभुजं ध्यायेदा बिहार वन तपोवन कासरे ग्राम अक्षयगढ़ चीरघाट से बच्छवन और वहां से गरुड़ गोविंद ये सब स्थान को दर्शन करके हम लोग यहाँ पर लौटे हैं। सबसे पहले हम लोग खेलन बन आजकल उसको शेरगढ़ करते हैं वहां पर पहुंचे। कृष्ण सखाओं के साथ में खेलते थे वहां पर विविध प्रकार की क्रीड़ा और राधे जी भी अपनी सहेलियों के साथ में वहां पर खेलती थी क्रीड़ा करती थी विहार करती थी इसलिए उस वन का नाम खेलन वन पड़ा। किसी समय में जटिला राधा जी की सास और राधा जी की ननद कुटिला ये सब राधा जी के विरुद्ध में ये सती नहीं है इस प्रकार से उसकी निंदा करते थे राधा जी का। एक दिन कृष्ण बीमार पड़ गए बहुत से वैद्य इत्यादि आए ठीक नहीं हुए। अंत में जोगमाया आई उन्होंने कहा कोई सती नारी जमुना जी से 1000 छिद्र वाले घड़े से पानी ले आए तब तो ये बच सकते हैं कृष्ण अथवा नहीं बचे। सब लोगों ने कहा जटिला तो बहुत सती है नारी है उसको जोगमाया ने 1000 छिद्र वाले घड़ा दिया ये जमुना से पानी ले आओ और उसे कृष्ण का स्नान कराने से ठीक हो जाए। वो अपने को बहुत ही सती पतिव्रता स्त्री समझती थी वो वहां गई और पानी भरने के लिए गड़ा डुपाया और सब पानी निकल गया वहीं पर रख करके वो लौट गई चली गई अपने घर। इसके बाद में कुटिला को बुलाया कुटिला भी पानी भरने गई पानी भरा किंतु सब पानी गिर गया वो भी लज्जित होकर के जाओ चली गई किसी को मुख नहीं दिख रहा। तब किसी को भी बुलाया गया, कोई नहीं आया, तो अंत में पौर्णमासी जी ने कहा, राधा जी को बुलाया, अच्छा तुम जाओ तो तुम पानी ले आओ तो कृष्ण बच सकेंगे तो नहीं। राधा जी गई और पानी भरा, एक बूंद भी नहीं गिरा, और पानी को ले आकर के पौर्णमासी जी ने कृष्ण का अभिषेक कर दिया, पानी से स्नान करा दिया और कृष्ण उठ करके खड़े हो गए। और सब लोग कहने लगे, जटिला कुटला ये पतिव्रता नहीं है, ये राधा जी ही पतिव्रता है, इस प्रकार से कृष्ण ने प्रमाणित किया। ये लीला खेलन बन में हुई। वहां से फिर राम घाट में गए और वहां के लीला के संबंध में
ये
पद्मनाभ महाराज के
Krishna, but he describes the madness
and everyone else is his servant. But Baladeva, he is also Krishna's first expansion, and is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Baladeva is, for all intents and purposes, non-different from Krishna. The only difference between Baladeva and Krishna is that Krishna is black and Baladeva is white. However, there's one other significant difference, that within Baladeva resides the mood of seva to Krishna. And this mood of seva actually originates in Balaram. That's why he is a Kandaguru Tantra, the original principle of guru. Everyone's desire and capacity to render service comes through Baladeva. So, Baladeva did indeed engage in a nice leader with many Vajradevas and Ram God. What is the nature of Ras Leela? Ras Leela is a joyous activity. There can be singing, there can be dancing, there can be water sports, playing instruments, very joyous, happy, harmonious occasion. And in this way, Baladeva is engaging like that. The question might arise, how did he engage with Krishna's gopis, Baladeva and Ras Leela? Well, that's also answered. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, explains that the gopis that Baladeva engaged with were his own gopis. Earlier, at the time of Holi, when Krishna and Baladeva had been engaging in Holi and water sports, there were gopis that Krishna was engaging with, and gopis that Baladeva was engaging with. And there was also another group of gopis who were very young at that time who had not had the opportunity to engage in Ras Leela. And at that time they had engaged, they had clasped the Baladeva with loving glances. But they had not yet had an opportunity to fulfill and to have their relationship with him realized. So it was primarily these gopis and some others that were engaging, and the other gopis were witnesses as well. But there's another point, that even if all of the gopis had engaged, what is the nature of this pastime? And what is the nature of Baladeva? Baladeva is the pure, untainted servant of Krishna, as is everyone in Braj. Baladeva's only motive, his only mood, is to serve Krishna, to bring happiness and pleasure to Krishna. So his only mood in Ras Leela was to give pleasure to Krishna by alleviating the pain of his devotees. And the same mood of these gopis and devotees was also to provide that same pleasure. No taint of material lust or impropriety exists
about
in that place.
Performing Ras Leela.
Furthermore, it can also be said
that
whereas on this mundane plane, it may be that the activities of men and women in this way are lusty and improper, but even in the heavenly planets, men and women are allowed to engage freely in dancing and singing, and there is no consideration of sin in smarter on the heavenly planets. So what to speak of the plane of Goloka, the Gokul? There is no sin or impropriety. So, in this way, Baladeva engaged for 2 months at Ramagad and alleviated the pain of all the devotees there and brought great happiness and remembrance of Krishna. It's also described in that place that while they were dancing, the trees were oozing Varuni beverage. Varuna, his daughter Varuni, came in the form of an intoxicating liquid beverage. And Baladeva and all the Vajradevas were taking of this beverage and becoming spiritually intoxicated. And rolling his eyes and walking like a drunken elephant with great pleasure, he was calling out to the Jamuna, come, because they were tired, they wanted to bathe in their waters to cool off and quench their thirst. But Jamuna was feeling, a little uncertain because of the apparent intoxication of Baladeva, and there was a confusion in her heart, and she did not come initially. And Baladeva became very angry, and he said, if you won't come to me, and he took his plow, he said, I will divide you into 100 rivulets. And he began to drag her forcibly with a plow. Immediately she came, begged forgiveness, and offered prayers to propitiate or to please him. And then they bathed happily in the water. Now, why would Baladeva threaten to Jamuna? Because Jamuna is generally in Vrindavan considered to be none other than the Shakti Devi, correct? sun god that Baladev engaged in this way. He would never act in such a manner with Vishaka, Krishna's dearly beloved. So, in this way, these pastimes went on, and this is the memory and the beautiful movement that we are trying to conjure up when we go to Ram Bhai. And today we have the opportunity and pleasure to make the best of that most holy place and to bring the blessings and mercies of Baladev and all the Virgin Babies there.
What I told before, translation.
So on the way to Mount God, we passed through Kelandvan. So there, Sri Krishna with his coward boyfriends and Radhika with her sakis would enjoy many types of playful pastimes. Kelandvan means to play, so Kelandvan. So one time, we know that Jatila, the mother-in-law of Radhika, and Kutila, the sister-in-law, are always giving so many different types of torches to Srimati Radhika. Then in order to rectify this, one time Sri Krishna manifested himself as becoming very sick. That time many types of doctors came and many types of medicines were delivered, but Krishna was not alleviated from his sickness. That time Sri Yogamaya Devi came and said, if anyone can bathe Krishna in water that has been brought from the Yamuna in a pot with 1,000 holes, then Krishna can be cured. So, Jatila, she's always very proud. I'm the most chaste woman in Vrindavan. Radhika is very unchaste. Then she came with her pot with 1,000 holes. She filled it up and gave herself Abhishek, because all the water came out from every hole. Then she was so much embarrassed, because this is proof that she is not so much chaste. This is a very embarrassing thing. Therefore, she, without saying anything to anyone, she ran away secretly. Then Jatila, she came up for her time, and also Kutila. So Jatila came first, Kutila came second. Then she took her part of 1,000 holes, and also the same thing. Therefore, she was very much embarrassed, and she returned. Then no one else was willing to become publicly blasphemed in such a way. Then Yogamaya said, I think Radhika, she should try. Therefore, see Radhika, she prayed, If I only ever thought of one man in my whole life, may my chastity be protected. Radhika took her part with 1,000 holes, but not even one drop fell from that. Yogamaya took that water from the head of Radhika and bathed Krishna in that. He immediately stood up and was cured. Then everyone was gossiping, yes, Jatila and Jatila are very unchaste, but Radhika really, she is the topmost chaste woman in Braj. Go Premanandi.
अभी बलदेव जी के रास के संबंध में बतलाया श्री चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर ने कहा है कि ये रासलीला जो कि वो कृष्ण की सखियां अलग थी, बलदेव प्रभु जी की अलग थी, और यमुना जी को खींचा, यमुना तो विशाखा जी हैं, तो विशाखा जी को किस प्रकार से वो खींच सकते हैं? और ये विशाखा जी राधा जी की सखी हैं और उनकी वैभव प्रकाश समुद्रगामिनी यमुना है। ब्रज में रहने वाली वो यमुना है विशाखा, समुद्रगामिनी जाने वाली वो अलग है, उनका वैभव प्रकाश है, इसलिए उस यमुना को खींचा जो समुद्र के तरफ में जाती हैं, समुद्र जिनके पति हैं, इसलिए इसमें कोई दोष नहीं हुआ।
Also, we heard about Sri Baladev's Rasleela. Here in his commentary, Sri Vishwanath Thakur explains that Krishna had a separate group of gopis and Balaram also had a separate group of gopis. Here a doubt may come that how can Balaram catch hold of Yamuna, who is otherwise Vishaka, who is Krishna's demon Sati? Then the answer is given that the portion of the Yamuna which flows towards the ocean is known as Kalindi, and she is the wife of the ocean. So it is that portion of the Yamuna named Kalindi which Balaram dragged towards himself.
Biharban. Yo.
So under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, Vaishnava, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we went to Biharwan. So Biharwan is the place of Radha Krishna's pastimes and also the place of Sri Krishna's training cows. So as we know that Sri Krishna used to pay many cows there. Shri Krishna, he early morning used to go for tending cows, and that time Mother Yashoda used to follow him, and despite being returned so many times on the pretext of she used to follow Krishna. Krishna used to tell her, please go back. And she would say, no, your tip of feather is not right, you should set it right. Then after walking a few steps, she again come behind him. He should say that, let me chant some mantras to protect you in the forest. Then again Krishna will walk a little bit ahead. Then she will tell Krishna that, listen, that she will tell Subal, Shiram, that Subal should walk on his left hand side, Shiram should walk on his right hand side, Baladev should walk in the front, and you should protect Krishna, make sure that nothing will happen to him, guard him completely. Then she will tell Krishna, then again Krishna will walk a little ahead, and again she will stop Krishna and say, Vatsas Pava Pandarish Vicharan Dura Pachare Raman, Nusar Vasha Kulaha Brahman Vasham, Narayana Dasasi, Nikdip Tasse, Shodaya Nuripur Vat Jagadis Pura, Vipur Tadvai Gaara Vrida Vasha, Apkak Tadha Vasimitam. Krishna, I'm sure you tell Krishna, if you see some forest animals, then what you should do, you should remember Narayana, he is our family deity. And Krishna doesn't want to smile, he is blessing his lower lip and upper lip and is hiding his smile. So Yashoda is completely covered by the Mahamudra. Then finally Krishna tells her, mother, you have to go back now because you have to send the lunch for forest and then you have to take his lunch and you have to then you have to send lunch for us, you have to prepare the lunch. So it's Yav my bhav. If you don't return now, you have to my bhav. So he will give his whole mouth to Yashoda and then Yashoda will come back. But anyways, all the gopis, they will be standing on highways, mountain, just watching Krishna going. And all day long, Krishna will tend cows there. The sakas will play, they will have lunch there. And there, Krishna will expand as many sakas are there. And he will honor their the prasad he has brought from home. He will feed what he has brought from the home, he will put in their mouth. And their sakas will also feed him what they have brought from their own home. Then Krishna will expand and every sakha will massage the feet of Krishna. Krishna will take as many forms as the sakhas. So this is the place of sakhyas also. They will climb on different trees, imitating the frogs, imitating the movements of birds, imitating the movement of swans. And also night time also Krishna's rasa will take place there. Evening time he will come back from the forest. He'll play the flute. His flute song will attract the cows. He will call them Pishanki, Mandasani, Pradashanki, Pinyakshani, Mudanuki, Bhumale, Shani, Hamsi, Homshukri. It is Yurukula Bhavet, he Mudhidrina, Hidhi Bhani, Vidrata Bhavet, Bhani, Hamda Chitta Bhani. Gopis will see that Krishna is playing the flute and calling every single cow by the name. And hearing the name of the cows, Gopis will feel Uddhidir in the heart. And then Krishna is returning from the evening. When he is returning from the evening time, his face is covered by the dust. And he is a little tired. Shanto Karamatruti, Gopasri, Naimatsu, Vidhu, Shreyansi, Vatkeshava. Although he is tired, but he looks very, very attractive. jumped in the water of Jamuna. When he jumped in the water of Jamuna, actually the Vishakha Devi took her to the sun god's planet. There she was lamenting in separation of Krishna. When she was lamenting in separation of Krishna, the wife of sun god actually told that Vishakha that take her to see the Purnam form of Narayana, maybe she will be pacified. And then Vishakha told, no, 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 she is not attracted to any form, Purnam form. She is only attracted to the Purnam form of Krishna. She told that Gopinam Shukendra Nandanesha Bhavasya Kastavandi, Vidyanam Shavade Guruha Padavik Sancharana Pakriyam, Avishnava Gavishnava Vidyanam Tasmin Vidyanishnavi, Yasa Mahanta Jatur Vidyanam Rabha Dev Kunchati. Gopis are not attracted to the Purnam form. If they see the Purnam form, the love in their heart actually becomes condensed, contracted. Their love is only they are only attracted to Krishna who has Purnam form. Radhika says that the boy who has no Pipam feather on the head, one who his face is not decorated by the mirrors from the Govardhan, who has no flute in his arm,
but he's talking about
the beauty of Krishna, how Srimati Radhika only attracted to Krishna in his two-handed form, not in four-handed form.
Vatshavan. Oh. Vatshavan.
After visiting Ramgat and Bihar under the guidance of Shri Gurudeva Vaishnavas, we went to the beautiful Chirgat. Chirgat means stealing the ghats where some theft had been produced, has been performed. After performing the Kachayani Vrata, the young gopis came. That was the last day of their Vrata, and they were bathing in the Jamuna River up to their neck. And they had been doing very slow austerity for the whole months in order to please Kachayani Devi. Every morning they would make a deity of the day of the goddess with sand and earth and offer to her different sweetmeats and flowers. And especially they would offer hard chanting in prayers, asking her, please, Mahamayi, great goddess, make it so that we can become the wives of Krishna. Let him become our husband, Pati. And here we have explained that Pati means Upapati or Parama. So for a whole month they were performing this vrata. This was the last day. And the gopis were bathing in the Jamuna. At that time Krishna, still very young, 5 or 6 years old, with a few little boys, half naked, following him, he came. And as they were bathing, he collected all their clothes and climbing the katana tree that we have now religiously circumambulated today. And he disposed the different clothes of the gopis on the different branches. And then as they were returning from the bath, suddenly they saw that, where are our clothes gone? And they heard a very familiar sound, Krishna's laughter, and his beautiful voice saying, oh, my dear gopis, if you want your clothes, you have to come back and get them. And they engaged in a very extravagant dialogue. Gopis telling, but you are a very religious person. You are famous as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, very religious person. It's not proper for you to act like that. And Krishna said, oh, but who tells me that these clothes are belonging to you? So many people come to bathe, so many ladies, why should be your clothes? No, you should come one by one and get your clothes and give to you. They said, no, you don't have to do that. You go away, we'll find our clothes. Krishna says, but maybe some gopi will steal the clothes of another gopi, and I will be responsible for this theft. this works out this extravagant exchange between themselves. And Krishna, it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he treated them like, just like dolls, completely manipulated them. But because they were so full of love for him, actually, although he was making some extravagant demand to them, they were not smiling and shyly looking at him, and actually they were enjoying the whole thing. Finally, Krishna told them, no, now you have to come out and get your clothes. And then they said, well, I think we will stay in the water for one more month to make the blood bow. They were trying to escape, so many ways to come out and naked in front of him. So Krishna says, no problem. I think being inspired by your austerities, I will also spend 1 month here doing austerities with you, doing the water and me in the tree. So finally, when gopis could see that there was no way out, they started to push each other. You go first. You go first. But no one of them dared to come out. Finally, they came out, and then they were all in one line. Krishna says, no, no, not like that. You have to go in one line like this, one after another. And they were hiding with their hair and with their hands, or with their shyness. And then Krishna was saying, this is not proper. You have taken baths. Now, what kind of hairdo is that? You have to tie your hair very nicely. And then you have to come out one by one. You have to get your clothes. And still there was so much hesitant, they were still making so many obstacles, so many, you know, proposing Krishna but this, but that Krishna was just, he wouldn't let go. So finally they agreed to his order, and one by one they came out. Krishna even made them offer obeisances with both hands above their heads, so there would be no shyness left. Because he said, you have committed offense to Varuna there by praising naked. This is not proper, you have to offer obeisances. Trying to offer obeisances with one hand, covering their private parts with another hand, said, no, no, not like that. You have to do both hands above your head. Finally, they agreed to that. Then Krishna one by one gave them their clothes. So one of the teaching here is that if we want to come in front of Krishna, we must give up every single attachment. We must depend fully on Krishna and do whatever he wants, and there shouldn't be anything between him and us. You may have heard many times Srimad Madhava Maharaj when he tells the story of Draupadi. When Draupadi was calling for Krishna, first she was calling with one hand, but holding her sari with the other hand. Krishna didn't come. So finally she raised both hands with her teeth, but holding her sari. Krishna was not impressed. So finally when she raised both hands and completely depended upon him, then he came. So in a similar way, no, Krishna is teaching that to come to me, you have to be completely surrendered, and there should be no attachment whatsoever left. Otherwise, you cannot come to me. 1 second, but I'm just going to see.
Vatsaban.
Gracias. बेटा कहाँ है? हो गए तो जो मैंने उनको यह दिला दिया कि आप सर्वज्ञ भी हैं, कृष्ण सर्वज्ञ शक्ति के द्वारा जान लिया कि ये किसकी का पुत्र है। तो कृष्ण अपने आप जितने सखा थे सखा बन गए, जितने बछड़े थे बछड़े बन गए, बन करके ब्रज से प्रतिदिन आते हैं जाते हैं उच्चारण के लिए। जिनकी जैसी बोली जिनकी जैसे स्वभाव ऐसे हो गए, और जैसे पढ़ने की स्पीड से आए थी उसे चले जाते कोई समझ नहीं सके। इधर श्री गुरु जी ने बताया ब्रह्ममोहन लीला के संदर्भ में, एक तो ब्रह्मा जी उनको एक सर को छिपा करके जो उन्होंने खाते में रख दिया, दूसरे और एक सर जो है जो कृष्ण को प्रकट किया है वो कृष्ण है गोचरण कर रहे हैं, और जो मैं भी अलग से प्रकट किया जो दूसरे प्रकट जो दूसरे प्रकाश में गोचरण चल रहा है किसी को समझ में नहीं आया, तीन सर को प्रकट किया। अब कृष्ण यदि जा रहे हैं तो ब्रह्मा जी क्या किया, लोग छिपा करके गए ब्रह्मलोक में, और इतने में से कृष्ण क्या किया, ब्रह्मा जी के पहुंचने के पहले ही खुद ब्रह्मा बन करके ब्रह्मलोक में चले गए सत्यलोक में, और नौकरों को आदेश दिया, देखो मुझे पता चला कोई एक भूली आ रहा है मेरा रूप बना करके, उनको अंदर आने मत देना, मैं कृष्ण स्वयं नाटक करेंगे कौन सब सब समझ सकते हैं। ये ब्रह्मा जी आए अंदर जा रहे हैं, जैसे आप अपने कमरे में जाएंगे अब नौकर में क्या कुछ जरूरत है, ब्रह्मा वेदरथ जा रहे हैं, सखा जो नौकर थे दंड लगा दिया, अरे तुम कौन हो कहां से आए हो कहां जाना चाहते हो। तो ब्रह्मा जी ने बताया उन लोगों को नाम लेकर के आए, मैं तुम्हारा प्रभु हूं, अब तुम हम लोग का नाम भी जान लिया, एक पैर पड़ोगे तो तुम्हें चाटना शुरू कर दूंगा, तुम्हारे धर्म सिद्ध नहीं रहेगा, क्या सोचते हो। ब्रह्मा जी ने बताया अरे तुम क्या बात कर रहे हो, नौकर ने कहा नहीं हम पागल नहीं है, तुम ढोंगी हो पागल हो, हमारे प्रभु तो अंदर बैठे हुए हैं, हमारे प्रभु ने हम लोगों को बता दिया तो एक ढोंगी आ रहा है चाल सिर बना करके, आगे बढ़ोगे तो कोई खैर नहीं, क्या बात है। ब्रह्मा जी उनके पैर रोक आए, आ करके ध्यान लगा, अरे ये सिर्फ भगवान कृष्ण है। तब तो उनको बहुत घबराहट हुआ, फिर मठ में लोग आए, ब्रज में कृष्ण प्रकाश में लोग आए, इतने में मनुष्य मान में एक साल बीत गया, आकर के प्रणाम किया, उठ करके देखा जितने सखा जितने बछड़े उनके लकुटी कपड़े सब चतुर्भुज हो गए, तो दिखाना चाहते हैं ब्रह्मा जी को, देखो तो मैं ही तुम्हारा आत्मा नहीं हूँ, हमारे सखा हैं बछड़े हैं और उनके कपड़े हैं सब सच्चिदानंद हैं सब तुम्हारा आत्मा है। वो विष्णु रूप क्यों नहीं दिखाया, क्योंकि ब्रह्मा जी का आराधना है गर्भोदक सही विष्णु चतुर्भुज धारी, इसलिए उनको दिखा दिया। अब क्या करो, फिर देखे तो वही है, इधर गोचारण भी हो रहा है, हो सकता है कि मैं जब इधर देखता हूँ तो उनको कुछ लाकर गोचारण करते हैं, जब उधर देखता हूँ तो उधर जाके छिपा देते हैं, चार सिर होने के नाते दो सिर से यमुना की ओर देखा, दो सिर से इधर देखा, एक ही समय दोनों को देखा,
से हमारी यात्रा शेई में आई। ब्रह्मा जी इधर देख रहे हैं, उधर का जो शेई, इसलिए शेई शेई मैंने ओई, और फिर कृष्ण को देखकर तैर कर रहे हैं ये शेई, अरे तो वही परम ब्रह्म है। इस प्रकार से उस गांव का नाम हो गया से। थोड़ी देर में चौमा एक ग्राम है, ब्रह्मा जी नौमी देते से ये सब स्तव स्तुति कर रहे हैं, और कृष्ण श्रीदाम सखा के कंधे पर एक हाथ रख करके लीला कमल घुमा रहे हैं, और बच्चे कह रहे अरे चौमा चौमा माने चार मुंह वाला, चिढ़ा रहे हैं, इसलिए चौमा में। उसके बाद में हम लोगों की यात्रा एक गरुड़ गोविंद में, कृष्ण ने लीला करते करते एक दिन श्रीदाम को ही गरुड़ बना दिया और उनके कंधे पर चढ़ करके और वही लीला करने लगे। इस प्रकार से गरुड़ गोविंद से यहाँ पर आए माधुर्य का लंबिनी। साधु संग पहले तो श्रद्धा बतलाया, और साधु संग कहते हैं ग्रंथ का श्री चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर पहले श्रद्धा के स्तरों का वर्णन किया और साधु संग का कारण। श्रद्धा कैसे होती है? साधुओं के संग से, अथवा कृष्ण संबंधी कोई लीला भूमि गंगा यमुना इत्यादि पर जो सुकृति होती है, पूंजीभूत होने पर श्रद्धा होती है, या साधु संग में श्रद्धा होती है। और साधु संग का स्तर बतला रहे हैं, श्रद्धा उत्पन्न होने पर गुरु का चरणाश्रय ग्रहण करना होता है, और फिर चरणाश्रय करके भजन परिपाटी और सदाचार सीखना पड़ता है। इसलिए जीव गोस्वामी ने भी इस श्लोक की व्याख्या इस प्रकार से की है। सर्वप्रथम साधु संग में भक्ति शास्त्रों के श्रवण के द्वारा श्रद्धा होती है। साधु शास्त्र के वचन में सुदृढ़ विश्वास होना ये श्रद्धा है। इसके बाद में भजन कर्तव्य है समझ करके अब गुरु जी के चरणों का पदाश्रय करता है। ये भजन करने के लिए गुरु की जरूरत है, अब यहाँ उनसे चरणाश्रय करके पिशंभेन गुरु सेवा, उनके निकट भजन पारिपाटी की शिक्षा करता है। और विशंभ माने विश्वास अथवा लौकिक शब्द बंधुवत सेवा, तात्पर्य की साधु शास्त्र और गुरु पदाश्रय के भक्ति दराजा प्रवेश द्वार बतलाते हैं। इसलिए भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर ने कहा हरि नाम नौका खानी श्री गुरु कंडल, श्रीमद् भागवत में भी बतलाया निदेह मद्दम सुलभम सुदुर्लभम प्लम सुकल्पम गुरु कर्णधारम। बिना गुरु के चरणाश्रय किए हुए भव सागर को पार नहीं किया जा सकता, इसलिए श्रीमद् भागवत में बतलाया तस्मात् गुरुम प्रपद्येत जिज्ञासु से उत्तमम शब्दे परे च निष्णातम ब्रह्मण्य उपशमस्य। जो परम कल्याण अपना जानना चाहते हैं, जो कल्याण कैसे होगा, उसे गुरुदेव की शरण लेना चाहिए। गुरुदेव ऐसे हों जो शब्द ब्रह्म अर्थात श्रुति शास्त्र में पारदर्शी विद्वान हो, समस्त शास्त्रों का ज्ञान हो, विशेष करके समस्त शास्त्रों का सार श्रीमद्भागवत का पूरा ज्ञान हो, इसलिए कि वो शिष्यों को समझा सके, उनको कोई संदेह हो तो दूर कर सकते हैं, और साथ ही परब्रह्म में परिनिष्ठित तत्व ज्ञानी भी हो, उनका चित्त शांत हो और व्यवहार में प्रपंच के प्रति प्रवृत्त न हो, विषयों से वैराग्य उनको हो। तात्पर्य है महत्कृपा से जो सिद्धि प्राप्त श्रद्धा प्राप्त कर सद्गुरु का चरणाश्रय करते हैं, गुरु में ये निम्न लिखित लक्षण हैं गुरु के, जो वेद और वेद के तात्पर्य ज्ञात श्रीमद्भागवत आदि शास्त्रों में पारदर्शी हो, जो शिष्य के समस्त संदेह को दूर कर सके, जिन्होंने दृढ़ विश्वास और निष्ठा के साथ में भगवान का भजन किया है और उसके फलस्वरूप भगवान की अनुभूति कुछ कुछ आई है, जिन्होंने भगवान की कृपा प्राप्त कर भगवान का अनुभव कुछ किया है, तथा शिष्य के हृदय में भी शक्ति संचार कर सकते हैं, और जो काम क्रोध लोभ इत्यादि को छोड़ दी चुके हैं, उसके वशीभूत नहीं है, और विषयों से जिनका दर्ज है, ऐसा गुरु का पदाश्रय करने से तब भक्ति का स्तर बढ़ेगा और प्रेम प्राप्ति होगी, अन्यथा प्रेम प्राप्ति नहीं होगी। श्रील रूप गोस्वामी ने दीक्षा के संबंध में कहा, गुरु पदाश्रय तस्मा कृष्ण दीक्षादि शिक्षण विषमधैन गुरु सेवा। गुरु पदाश्रय और कृष्ण मंत्र में दीक्षा ग्रहण कर भागवत धर्म का शिक्षा और वैष्णव आचार की शिक्षा सदाचार और विश्वासपूर्वक गुरु की सेवा, इन अंगों में गुरु पदाश्रय संपन्न होता है। दीक्षा मंत्र ग्रहण से पूर्व शिष्य उनके साथ में रहकर कुछ दिन तक उनकी सेवा करे और उनका चरित्र देखे, जो कोई चरित्र में कोई अनाचार है या नहीं, ये तत्वदर्शी हैं कि नहीं है, पूर्ण विश्वास हो जाए तो उसे वो दीक्षा ग्रहण करते हैं, और शिष्य गुरु भी देखता है कि ये सदाचार संपन्न और शिष्य होने लायक नहीं है या है, या भक्ति का अतिरिक्त कुछ दूसरे की अभिलाषा करता है, तब उसे दीक्षा नहीं देगी। इसी को गुरु प्रशक्ति कहते हैं। गुरु और शिष्य परस्पर स्वभाव और लक्षण आदि की परीक्षा करके देखेंगे ये गुरु है कि नहीं, ये शिष्य है कि नहीं। दीक्षा काले भक्त करे आत्मसमर्पण, सही काले कृष्ण तारे करे आत्मसम, सही देह करे तार चिदानंदमय, अप्राकृत देह तार चरण भज। दीक्षा ग्रहण के पश्चात गुरु उसको भजन की रीति भागवत और वैष्णव सदाचारी इत्यादि की शिक्षा देते हैं, तत्पश्चात गुरु की सेवा करनी पड़ती। गुरु सेवा किसको कहते हैं? विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी कह रहे हैं, जिस प्रकार से पतिव्रता स्त्री पति के सेवा में मग्न होकर के पुत्र इत्यादि की किसी की याद नहीं रखती, पति के सेवा में अत्यंत निमग्न हो जाती है, उसी प्रकार से गुरु सेवा के द्वारा सब प्रकार के साध्यों की सिद्धि गुरु सेवानिष्ठ शिष्य यदि है तो श्रवण कीर्तन इत्यादि यदि नहीं करे भी छूट भी जाए तो भी गुरु सेवा के से गुरु की कृपा से वो सब शास्त्र का तात्पर्य समझ करके भजन राज्य में सब पड़ जाएगा। ऐसे सोचो, कोई यदि गुरु की सेवा कर रहा है पढ़ा लिखा भी नहीं है, कुछ भी नहीं है, और श्रवण कीर्तन भी नहीं करता, दिन रात गुरु की सेवा में लगा रहता है, समय नहीं उसको है। तो समस्त शास्त्रों के जितने तात्पर्य उसके हृदय में प्रकटित हो जाते हैं और वो भक्ति में प्रविष्ट हो जाता है। आचार्य शंकर के बहुत से बड़े बड़े विद्वान शिष्य थे और उनके कपड़े धोने वाला, रसोई बनाने वाला, खिलाने वाला एक सेवक था, वो निरर्थक पढ़ा लिखा नहीं था। एक दिन शंकराचार्य के कपड़े लेकर के गंगा के बद्रीनारायण में, गंगा के उस पार में, भगीरथ के उस पार में कपड़े उनके धोने के लिए गया और उसको सुखाते बहुत देर हो गई। इतने में उनके और पद्मपाद और जितने भी शिष्य थे, हस्तामलक और पद्मपाद और सब बहुत से, उन लोगों ने कहा कि आप पाठ आरंभ कीजिए वेदांत का। उन्होंने कुछ नहीं कहा। अरे वो शिष्य के लिए अपेक्षा कर रहे हैं, वो मूर्ख तो कुछ जानता नहीं है, आप आरंभ कीजिए। किंतु इन्होंने आरंभ नहीं किया। इतने में वो दौड़ता हुआ आया और आकर के ऐसा सुंदर काव्य और कठिन भाषा में, संस्कृत भाषा में गुरु जी का स्तव करने लगा। ये देख करके आश्चर्यचकित हो गए, ये कैसे ये सब जान गया। ऐसे ही जस्य देवे पराभक्ति, जस्य देवे पराभक्ति यथा देवे तथा गुरु तस्य ते करता ही आता। जो गुरु की ऐसी सेवा करता है जैसे उपास्य देव कृष्ण है, तो शास्त्र उसके हृदय में प्रवेश कर जाते हैं।
हरे कृष्णा। कल एकादशी है, कल वृंदावन की परिक्रमा है। जो लोग हरिनाम की इच्छा के लिए आग्रह किया है, तो प्रवचन के बाद सचिव प्रभु के पास में नाम लिखा दें। कल सुबह 9:30 बजे हरिनाम की इच्छा होगी। वहाँ पर डिशेस हैं जो टेस्ट कर जाने की जियो प्रभु आफ्टर क्लास एंड दे हैव टू प्रेजेंट देयर 9:30 AM दे कैन गो परिक्रमा बिफोर एंड
the relationship with Guru will become like Lokisa Panduva. Means very close, like almost like a materialistic friendship. It's so close, so near and dear. This Guru Seva is the doorway by which to enter the kingdom of Bhakti. Therefore, Bhagavad has also said that Videha Radhyam Suram, Lavam Sukalpam, Guru Kaladam. The spiritual master is like a captain to an order to take the boat of the human body across the ocean of birth and death. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam has said, Tasma Guru Padyeta Nikyasa Sriyatama Sati Padena Nishnatam Brahmani Pasana Sayam. The disciple thing, Nikyasa Sriyatama, how I can achieve the topmost auspiciousness in my life. Therefore, in order to understand that, he approaches the feet of a bona fide guru. What are the symptoms of such a bona fide spiritual master? He must be completely expert in all the shastras, especially the essence of the shastra, which is Srimad Bhagavatam. He must be equipped and be able to dispel the doubts of the disciple. He must be able to enter the heart of the disciple and empower the disciple. And he must be free from all types of bad attachments and behavior. By the mercy of such a perfected spiritual master, by this Mahakripa, one will achieve all perfection. Therefore, again, in other places discussed the symptoms of such a guru. He must be expert in the Veda, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam. He can dispel all doubts, and he himself must perform bhajan with full faith and determination. Because of performing bhajan in such a manner, he must have some realization of the Lord himself. He has the power to empower, he has the power to infuse the disciple with enthusiasm for the performance of Hari Bhajan. Such a bona fide spiritual master must be free from all types of material attachments, and he must be free from the control of the six enemies, like lust, greed, anger, envy, madness, and illusion. By the service, by serving such a spiritual master, one will achieve Premabhati, otherwise never. Therefore, Srimad Mahaprabhu explained to Sri Rupa Goswami Pada the 64 limbs of devotion, and the first five are concerned with the relationship of the spiritual master. One, the first is one must take shelter of such a bona fide sadhu. From him one will learn all proper types of behavior, Vaishnava Sadhacha, how to worship the deity, how to mix and perform sadhusanga. From that guru one will take initiation into Vishnu mantra and also take instructions on the process of devotion. One must also engage oneself in the service of such a guru. Therefore, before accepting mantra, the disciple should serve, should remain near the spiritual master and serve him for some time. In that time, the disciple has a full opportunity to examine the character of the guru, to see if there is any faults in the spiritual master, or if the spiritual master has realized anything. In a similar vein, for that time, the guru will also examine the disciple, whether he is qualified to become a disciple, whether he has other desires, etc. One's absorption, Guru Seva, awakens an obstacle in the performance of Shravan and Kirtan. For example, he's too busy to hear class or to perform bhajan. It doesn't matter. The service of the Guru will destroy the result of Shravan and Kirtan also. And by Guru Seva, the meaning of all the scriptures will enter the heart. A nice example in this regard is Sripad Sankaracharya. He had one disciple named Govinda, and he was always engaged in washing Sripad Sankaracharya's cloth, cooking for him, washing pots and all that other type of thing. One day Sripad Sankaracharya, when he was near in the Himalayas, he was about to give class. There were maybe 5,000 disciples there. They were very, very learned. That time Sankaracharya was simply waiting, and all the learned disciples said, "Oh Gurudev, please commence your explanation of the scriptures." Everyone is here, except Govinda, but he's an idiot, he doesn't know anything anyway, so continue. But Sri Sankaracharya didn't start. Meanwhile, Govinda Pada was washing the cloth of Sri Sankaracharya on the other side of the Ganga, and he came running late. He sat there and began